Maseches Brachos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, until Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. In the past few Mishnayos, we've been discussing a number of different examples of people who are exempt from saying Kriyas Shema. This Mishnah is going to cite an example where the person is forbidden to say Kriyas Shema. Now, why would that be? So Ezra HaSofer, who was one of the last Nevi'im, one of the last prophets, he instituted 10 enactments for the Jewish people. And one of those enactments was that somebody who is a Baal Keri, a Baal Keri is somebody who is Tomei, he is impure as a result of certain substances exiting his body. So Ezra instituted that even though usually somebody who is Tomei, he can still learn Torah, he can still daven. However, Ezra instituted that a Baal Keri specifically is not allowed to speak words of Torah. And the reason for this is nothing to do with the fact that he's Tomei. Rather, it's in order to prevent Tamidei Chachomim, who spend a lot of their time learning Torah, it's to discourage them from having very frequent marital relations with their wife. Because when one has relations with his wife, he also becomes Tomei as a Baal Keri. And so if we make him go to the mikveh, in order to make himself Tohar once more, every time he has relations with his wife, so that he can learn afterwards, that's much more of a bother, so he'll think twice before having relations very frequently with his wife. And this way he'll be free to learn more, and won't have marital relations too frequently. Halachically, nowadays a Baal Keri is allowed to learn Torah. But our Mishnah is talking about a time where Ezra's enactment did apply, and therefore it was forbidden to learn Torah whilst one was a Baal Keri. Or at least it was forbidden to say words of Torah. But one was allowed to think words of Torah even while he was a Baal Keri. So the Mishnah tells us, Baal Keri maharher beliboy. A Baal Keri must think the words of Shema in his heart. Meaning he's not allowed to say the words of Shema because that's Torah. But since this is a mitzvah mid oraisa, he has to think the words one by one and say Shema as usual, but in his head. There's an argument in the Gemara about whether one fulfills their obligation just by thinking of Shema, or whether it's just so that he's not doing nothing while everyone else is saying Shema and accepting Hashem and his mitzvahs upon them. So he should join them, at least in thought. However, we're going to understand this to mean that one doesn't have to say the brachas of Shema even in thought, neither the brachas before Shema nor after Shema. However, according to the way we're going to understand, one is allowed to think the brachas of Shema in his head. But since they are only midrabbanon, and like Kriyas Shema, a Baal Keri does not have to think of them in his head. Continues the Mishnah, Ma'alam Mozein, and on food, the brachas which one makes on food are going to follow the same pattern as with Kriyas Shema. Whatever is midoraisa, one needs to think of the words of those brachas in his head, and whatever is midrabbanon, he doesn't need to, and therefore, mevorech le'acharav, he does need to make the bracha in his head after eating food, namely Berkas HaMozein, benching, because that is midoraisa. But ve'in mevorech le'fonov, he does not need to make a bracha before the food, because a bracha is shena, which you make before the food is only midrabbanon, and therefore you don't need to think of that if you are a Baal Keri. Rabbi Huda argues and he holds Mevorech Lifnehem Ula Acharehem, a Baal Keri may and therefore must make a bracha verbally, both before and after Shema and food, and all the more so he must say Shema itself, with the words, not just thinking. The reason for Rabbi Huda being that according to him, the whole enactment of Ezra was only concerning words of Torah, which went into all the details, complicated halachas, not just uttering the words like Kriyas Shema, not just saying a simple formula of the bracha, which doesn't require much thought or complication, and therefore when it comes to the brachas which we discussed in our Mishnah, as well as Kriyas Shema itself, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ezra's enactment does not apply, and therefore Baal Keri must say those brachas as well as Kriyas Shema.